The balloon continued to rise. Nikki was now directly over the park. She could no longer see the sides of the buildings. Instead, she saw the tops of the buildings. The red and white top of the carousel now looked like a fancy pie. She was seeing the ground the way the birds see it. Nikki noticed a rope, which was dangling by itself, from the balloon into the basket. She grabbed the rope to steady herself. This let the air out of the balloon, and the balloon started to slowly descend toward the ground. She saw that the balloon was drifting toward a large fenced pasture located within the park, where she finally landed. Nikki had a wonderful adventure, but she was glad to be on the ground and see her mother again. Nikki's mom continued to talk to the balloon ride operator as a breeze began to blow and the balloon began to rise into the air. Nikki was sitting on the floor of the basket, where she found a leather bag. It was filled with tools balloonists can use to help find their way. She found a compass, a telescope, and a map of the park. About that time, Nikki felt the balloon begin to wobble. She looked over the side of the basket and was amazed to see the ground so far below. The ropes that were supposed to keep the balloon in one place had come untied and were dangling below the balloon. She could now see into the park. A boat drifted toward the bridge. A flag waved in the breeze. Children rode the horses on the carousel as it circled round and round, and farm animals gathered under the trees in the barnyard.